Have you guys heard of an Imam al-Shafi and also an Imam Malik? Two out of the four great Imams of Fiqh. The first of them is the great Imam, al-Imam al-A'zam fi zamanih, al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. And then you have an Imam Malik, and then the one who came after, al-Imam al-Shafi'i, and then al-Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. Two of them, Imam al-Shafi'i and also Imam Malik, they came together. And at the time, Imam al-Shafi'i was a student. He sat down in front of the great Imam, the Imam of al-Madinah, Malik ibn Anas rahmatullahi alayhi rahmatan wasi'ah. Imam Malik was absolutely amazed at how sharp the memorization of an Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi. And he said to him the following, إِنِّي أَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَلْقَى فِي قَلْبِكَ نُورًا فَلَا تُطْفِئْهَا بِظُلْمَةِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ. I can see that Allah Azza wa Jal has placed a nur, a light in your heart. Do not extinguish this light with the darkness of sinning. SubhanAllah. As time went on, they say the memorization of Imam Shafi'i became affected. He started suffering from some memory loss. His memorization was so sharp. Imagine you have a kitab, right? He would have to cover one side just so it doesn't get mixed with the other side. Photographic memory. Allahu Akbar. So his memory became affected. You know what the reason was? They say because he saw the ankles of a woman. So it was bangles on the ankle and he looked at it. And that affected his memory. I remember before I was leaving Al-Yemen, one brother said to me, listen, Muhammad, because he knew I memorized the Quran. He said, Muhammad, I advise you not to go back to the UK. I said, why? He goes, you may look at a woman and you will end up forgetting the whole Quran. Well, I looked at the brother and I thought, is he being serious? As time went on, I began to realize exactly what he meant. Imam al-Shafi'i's memory became affected because he looked at some bangles on a woman's ankles. Now you live in this sexualized society where women are objectified. Just about every banner and every billboard you have, a half-naked woman that is being used as a marketing tool to sell a product. That's what it's come to, brothers and sisters. If only our sisters knew exactly what society is trying to do to her. They are there to strip you of your clothing.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone. And that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W, with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
To objectify you while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored you as a woman. And everything that is precious when you think about it, it is so hard to get to. Agreed? Who in his right mind walks around the streets of East London flashing his bank card or the money that he has stored in a safe, the diamonds and the pearls? It's very hard to get to. And now women are precious, so it's hard to get to them. They are covered just like all of these other precious materialistic things. Anyways, brothers and sisters, he saw the ankles of a woman that had bangles and it affected his memory. And then he mentioned these very famous lines of poetry when he said, شَكَوْتُ إِلَىٰ وَكِيعٍ سُوَ حِفْذِي فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي فَأَخْبَرْنِي بِأَنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُهْدَىٰ لِعَاصِي. I complained to Waqi' about my bad memory loss. For a very long time I thought, why did he go to Waqi'? Who's this individual called Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah? He could have gone to Imam Malik, he could have gone to so-and-so, and that individual, but he went to Waqi'. I'll tell you guys why after. I complained to Waqi' about my bad memory loss. He advised me to leave off sinning. Out of all of the advices that he could have given him, he told him, leave off sins. فَأَرْشَدَنِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي. Allahu Akbar. He didn't say to him, Imam Shafi'i, the glory days are behind you. You've memorized. You're bound to forget at old age. لا. فَأَخْبَرَنِي بِأَنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُهْدَىٰ لِعَاصِي. He told me that this ilm is a nur, it is a light. And this light is not given to a sinner. As time went on, after studying this kitab, brothers and sisters, I was reading Sir Alam al-Nubala and I came across what was so amazing about Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah. And it will make sense as to why he went in. Ali ibn Khashram, he mentions, مَا رَأَيْتُ بِيَدِي وَكِيعٍ كِتَابًا قَطْ. I never, ever saw Waki' holding a book. Never. إِنَّمَا هُوَ الْحِفْظِ. Everything was from the top of his memory. So I asked him, مَا دَوَاءُ النِّسْيَانِ. What is the cause of forgetting or memory loss? He said, if I was to tell you, you're going to act upon it. He said, hey, wallah. He said, تَرْكُ الْمَعَاصِي. To leave off sinning, مَا جَرَّبْتُ مِثْلَهُ قَطْ. I've never tried anything like it. The sins, brothers and sisters, it deprives us of being able to taste the pleasure of the Qur'an. To be able to sit down and to recite, wallahi. The sins that we carry out, it prevents us.